Live from the Bliss Studio, this is Marital Blister.
Hi, I'm Laura.
I'm Greg.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Nate. And this is a special, special episode because it's a very special day. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, this is not normally our night that we get together and do this.
No.
But we chose to do this on Valentine's Day in honor of such a momentous occasion.
Because it is Valentine's Day.
And because we're two couples that realize that we neither one actually do anything on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It was pretty easy. We just called each other up and we're like, what are you guys doing on Valentine's Day? Nothing. What do you want a podcast? Yeah, let's do it. And let's make it our special Valentine's Day edition.
But has it always been that way for you guys? Have you always not done anything on Valentine's?
No. I mean, I think when we first started dating, you were really good about getting gifts. Not anymore. Yeah. But
no, I'll admit I kind of suck now.
Yeah, I don't really get anything from him anymore. But when we first started to, that's the fun, like when you first get a boyfriend and you have Valentine's Day, because I haven't had a boyfriend for a long time.
How long did you not have a boyfriend for?
Oh, I didn't have a boyfriend for, I'm really trying to count, like a boyfriend?
Yeah.
At
before
least
Greg.
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. So you're single.
Okay, but like what? Never mind.
What about you, Steven? Let's talk about how long you've been without a boyfriend.
I've never been without a boyfriend. I was single for a period of time. And then I had been with someone for about 4 years before I met Nate. But for some reason, I never liked Valentine's Day. I never bought into it. And even once we started seeing each other, I was like, no, that's not a thing. That's not something we're going to do. We're not going to do that whole Valentine's thing.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
That's what everybody says.
It is.
I personally like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds you of giving love.
Love.
Yeah. And receiving love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a while, I would like make a Valentine's dinner. Like we do like steak and lobster or something like that on Valentine's.
We've gone out to dinners. We've done home Valentine's.
Yeah. Dinner.
There's one year that I remember that we came home and it was always the typical thing. It was like, oh, Valentine's had like snuck up on us. And then there might be a point where we were like, oh, it would have been nice to go out, but it's always so crazy and it's hard to get into a place. And that's another thing. If you've ever worked food service, you do not want to be out in public on Valentine's Day. It's insane.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I don't think those are married people.
Oh, God,
I think
no.
those are all dating
or
maybe they went out on an app. Well, you don't really probably go on an app.
Right. Yeah.
Valentinesdate.com.
But one year, like right after we got off work, we were driving and then we saw this like restaurant that we'd always wanted to try. And it looked like they weren't super busy. And so we went in and they were able to take us right away. And it was an amazing experience. It was in Kansas City and it was a Greek restaurant. And I'm talking like full on authentic Greek. Like they had like, I mean, they had like columns, they had like little flags hanging, they had like all these like beautiful aerial shots of Greece on those screens. And I mean, it was an amazing meal. Like it was a meal for two, some kind of package deal that you could get. And they were playing amazing music and their belly dancers came out and like you could like buy a plate and crash it and yell, oppa.
Like I bought a plate.
Sounds amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was so much fun. So much fun.
It was in Kansas City.
Tossos.
Oh.
Tossos I remember Greek. That was so good.
Tossos Greek.
But you know, my favorite part of Valentine's Day is buying a Hallmark Valentine's Day card.
Why didn't you buy one?
I like buying cards too. Okay. Well, Greg always gets me, like I get a great card with a heart and like a nice poem, like love you as much as the day I met you. And then you always give me a card that's like, you know what I got you for Valentine's Day? Cupo fart.
Well, Valentine's Day cards for men often suck. It's like, they're all like, I know normally I don't take out the garbage all year and never walk the dog, but it's Valentine's and I love you.
When you're in elementary school for Valentine's.
Oh,
the sweet tarts.
Everybody made their Valentine's box.
Get a shoebox with a hole in the top.
Yeah.
If you were a normal person.
Yeah.
Or if you were this crazy, insane person who had extremely creative parents, you'd have like a full on like mailbox or like a hotel or like something, something like insanely crazy that would be sitting on your desk that everybody would be like, wow, that's amazing. And you're sitting there like, yeah, I've got this like wrapped shoebox.
Yeah, I had a shoebox wrapped in tinfoil or something with a hole cut, a heart on it.
Made out of tinfoil.
But everybody got a Valentine.
Yeah, yeah. And I would wait to see what this guy named Doug, who was in my class, wrote my Valentine. I mean, it was a big deal. I went around the school, like around the wall, the school alley, and would open it. I would always wanted to be like, did he write love, Doug?
What did he write?
Nothing really. It was usually like a dog. It's like, wanna fart?
You've known a lot of guys that have given bad Valentines, haven't you?
Yeah.
So why did you go around a wall to open it?
Well, because I would want to open it privately.
In case he'd written something.
Like, I don't know. Secretive. I mean, I was in fifth grade. So right. I don't know what he would have written.
That's right.
You had to give every, in my everybody class, you had to give everybody Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we did too.
But some people, I'd put like a piece of candy or something in there.
A little but not special. Everybody.
So they were diverse and inclusive back then, huh?
They were.
That's true inclusivity. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a Valentine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody got that a Valentine. Regardless of your gender, regardless of your social status in the third grade.
Nationality, age, race, or origin.
Everybody got a Valentine.
Everyone got one.
Everyone got a Valentine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it should have stayed that way instead of it just being for couples.
You know, we've all been together for several years, right? Mm-hmm. Stephen and I, 18 years dating.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow.
And then what?
I thought you meant the four of us.
Yeah, no. Well,
we have been together for several years. Anyway. And
we've been married for 7 years.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we haven't been living in sin for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every now and then people ask us for dating advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear some.
Yeah, you go for it. I don't remember ever being asked that.
So, the please, secret to staying together for so long and happy.
Oh, like marriage advice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Marriage advice.
A little different than dating advice.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
The dating advice would get you out of your marriage.
It probably would. So back to the marriage advice. Stephen dates on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I date on Wednesdays and Fridays.
He's told that joke for as long as we've been together. And he heard his dad tell it one time about him and his mom.
I just thought it was really funny.
Passed down through the generation.
Uh-huh.
But you know, in this day and age, we totally could. Like, there are apps for that would support such behavior and activity.
There are marriage dating apps? How do you know this?
So it's time now to take a step back in time to a time that you were in bliss.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Let's remember our first date and reenact it.
Oh, reenact it?
Yes, just a conversation you had in it.
We were at the Mud Lounge dipping fondue and sharing it with one another. It was so romantic.
It was a martini bar, the Mud Lounge was.
But they had fondue.
Mm.
Remember the fondue?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's called the Mud Lounge.
Well, okay. So there was a coffee shop called the Mud House, and it was the same owners.
Oh, so they just went with the Mud.
Mud
theme.
Lounge.
This whole
is their last name Mud?
Oh, I don't think so.
So what? Okay. So what did you say? Do you remember what your conversation was?
We talked about where we grew up, mm-hmm. where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of similarities mm-hmm. there.
Yep. I was born and raised in a small town in Missouri, southern Missouri.
And I was born and raised in a small town in Arkansas.
Oh, and it was bliss.
And actually, both of our parents were actually... So, like, my mother was 42 whenever I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always grew up with an older parent.
Mm-hmm. And my mother was 38, so I grew up with an older parent as well.
But that was our first date.
Oh, I like like it.
And okay, so we then went walking somewhere else, right? I'm going to tell it. I don't care.
Okay.
So it was a long time ago. I mean, you guys just heard it was damn near 18 years ago. Or, well, it was 18 years ago. It was damn near 20 years ago. And we both smoked at the time.
Yeah.
And we were walking down the street and I pulled out a cigarette because we just, you know, finished eating. I pulled out a cigarette and start to light it. And I look over and he's got a cigarette out. And we literally both turned to each other at the same time and lit each other's cigarettes.
Isn't that crazy? Like just...
Because I was like, I saw that he was about to have one and I went to light it for him and he had the same reaction and lit, and we just lit and then our eyes connected and then he made this cutest little like, you know, just like look like, you know, like whenever you have that look at somebody and then you like look away because you're like, oh, I'm just so happy right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're so smoking hot.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know what we should do?
And then
do
to make a long story short, we are technically still on our first date.
He never left.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I went home with him that night and we've been together ever since.
That's right.
I actually do love that. Put on some love music.
Much more than a roll of the dice.
Great.
To think I could miss out on all of this life.
So here's what we're
I think you should
do.
Preview these songs before you play them.
So Greg and I are going to recreate your first date. Hi, do you want to go to the Mud Hut for some cheese?
Yeah.
Do you like cheese dipped? Do you like stuff dipped in cheese? Like anything, they dip everything in cheese there.
You think they have bread?
I bet they have bread. They have everything you can dip in it.
I like dipping bread in cheese.
Let's go.
Cool.
Yeah, man, this is...
Yeah.
Hey, how old was your mom when she had you?
I don't remember. I was too young to remember that.
Well, my mom was an older mom. So she was like 42.
Whoa, 42?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, do you smoke?
Yeah.
You smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, you?
You're lighting yours at the same time as mine.
It's like totally a sign.
I'm never leaving you. This first date will last forever.
You can stay here forever. And ever.
So you guys have to tell your story, then we have to we have to play it back. So pay attention.
It was a warm and sunny day in Arizona, in a crowded parking lot. As I parked my jalopy and hopped out, there she was, with her tunic net cut shirt. She smiled and waved across the parking lot and said, "Hi." And I looked at her deep into her eyes and I said, "Hi." We were outside of Flo's Gourmet Chinese. So we entered and proceeded to order appetizers. I got her chair for her and pushed it in.
Okay, so we went to Flo's on our first date and we ordered ordered tons of appetizers. That was our whole dinner.
It was appetizers galore.
And
there were pot stickers.
I saw him pull up in a green car and run out. I remember you had a big shirt on that looked like a curtain. You're the one who had said that. I didn't think that you said the shirt looks like a curtain.
It looked like a chenille curtain.
Yeah.
And it was a high class curtain.
Does my shirt look like a curtain? And I said, yes. Yes, it does.
It does.
So there were people at Flo's, which for people that aren't from Arizona, Flo's is like a Chinese restaurant. You're allowed to say Chinese?
Yeah.
It's a Chinese restaurant.
It's Chinese food. You're allowed to say Chinese restaurant.
It was a Chinese restaurant. I mean, this lady owns it named Flo, and that's why it's called Flo's. But anyway, there was a couple sitting next to us. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And they were listening. So we're trying to get to know each other. And we're like, how old was your mom when you were born? And stuff like that. So we're getting to know each other. And
I guess that's just a question people from the Midwest ask.
Yeah.
Probably.
These people were just listening intently to our conversation to the point that it was awkward. Like, they were almost having their ear over in our conversation. And I'm like, oh, I went to high school in Arizona. I mean, that was the weird part about it, I think, yeah. About the date. Those people just...
Well, first dates are awkward enough without somebody like leaning in, listening.
Yeah, it's like they were the first date judges.
It wasn't even subtle about it. I mean,
they were leaning into our conversation. And so afterwards, Greg kissed me on our first date. Yes. In the parking lot at Flo's. And then...
So you guys kissed on the first date?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you guys?
Did you catch me say... We're technically still on our first date.
We're still kissing. So okay. We have to replay that.
I know, because there's more to our story.
Okay. So replay that, and then I want to hear more. Okay.
So we have to act out.
And then we'll replay that.
We got to act out what we heard from you.
You're going to reenact our date in country accents.
Howdy. How do you do in there, Laura?
I'm doing just great, Greg. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
How about we head on over to Flo's?
Oh, I love me some Flo's.
I love their appetizers.
Yeah, me too.
Let's have lots and lots.
Let's order. Oh, yeah. Let's order lots of their appetizers. That's going to make us a great meal.
You know, I really enjoy sitting here getting to know you, hearing about your life. Oh,
I love telling you about my life, you know. But I gotta first ask you about your life. When did you graduate that high school?
Oh, well, I don't like to say what year, but I'll tell you what high school I went to. I went to high school in Arizona. Greg, I think that bitch over there is listening to us.
I do too. Yeah, we should make it, you know.
Like we're just sitting here having a conversation.
And she just listens. This is so awkward.
She's just like leaning in.
Can't believe this. That chick over there just listening to our stuff. It's embarrassing, tell you.
Let's just go ahead and pay the check and go on out to the parking lot.
Well, all we've had is appetizers.
But that's okay.
You'll join me out in the parking lot there, cutie pie?
Absolutely. Let's take this out to the parking lot.
Okay. Well, let me pay the check there, okay? Let me get my wallet out and give this here girl some money.
You're such a gentleman.
Thanks.
Appreciate that so much.
I'll see you out in the parking lot, darling.
Well, now that we're out in the parking lot and it's just the two of us out here.
Well, let me spit my tobacco out.
And then I just might lean in for a little...
Well, you gonna see me tomorrow night too?
Absolutely. Good night,
okay.
Greg.
Okay, where are we going?
Hey, next time I see you, I want to see you dressed as a cat.
Oh. Oh.
And I'll be a witch.
Oh. A cat on the corner?
I don't care how it looks. I just want to see you in that cat costume, and I'll show up in my witch dress.
Well, meow.
Okay, so those were first date stories. That was fun. Check out our next episode to hear how the second date was the cat's meow.
Oh, we'd like to thank you, our listener. Without you, we'd only have 4 downloads.
Yay! Woo.
And there's more bliss on maritalblister.com.